Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with us on Fridays talking sports. Let's get right to it, baseball and the trade. Morning, Terry.
Hello, Mr. Wells.
And as you point out in your column, and it's why you're one of the best writers, let's reverse this. Suppose you knew they had the chance to do the trade and they didn't, and how upset you might be. That pretty much shows you what a good deal this thing was, right?
I believe so, and I think sometimes I do that, you know, kind of play the opposite way. And probably if you're in San Diego, you'd feel the same way. You're looking at your team's really no good, and you've got a chance to get one of the top prospects, and you just got to give up some relief pitchers. You'll do that in a heartbeat, too. That's why it was a nice trade, you know, the old thing for both teams, because it made a lot of sense for both because they're in totally different spots.
Terry, we talk about the Indians needing two relievers. Well, they got them. So right now, they've also talked about, quote-unquote, the proverbial outfielder bat. Do you still see them making one more deal?
They'll probably try, but I don't know if they're going to. Let's put it this way. I don't think they want to trade any more significant prospects.
Right.
I mean, you can't. You have to watch that and be careful because you're going to see within the next year or two whether it's Clint Frazier or Mejia or Justice Sheffield, some of these guys they gave up are going to pop up in the big leagues, be impact players, just like a number of years ago when the Indians traded those pitchers, and here comes Michael Brantley. He makes the All-Star team. You know, how about that? That was for a half-year rental for CeCe Sabathia. Or Carlos Carrasco, that was for Cliff Lee. You know, and those are kind of bigger prospects. So you have to be careful on what you do, but I will say this, Chris Antonetti has not been timid, really, since he took over the team about 7 years ago.
Terry, something else we look at is that, and I love what they're saying, is that, yeah, it's going to help immediately. There is no doubt going to help in the future, too. Mm-hmm. How important was that? Was that the one when they said, we've got to go out and do this?
Well, you don't give up Mejia for a guy for just half a year,
right,
unless you want to lose your job. and that was a big thing. And then you have to hope that Hand stays healthy because he's the primary guy in his trade and that he continues to do well because relievers are crazy. You know, 2015, Hand had a 5.5 ERA, ends up thrown on waivers by the Florida Marlins. San Diego claims him, kind of an interesting left-hander, and he turns into an All-Star 2 years later. Now, will he continue to pitch at the San Diego level? Probably. I mean, he's got, a 2.5 ERA since the start of the 16th season. But, you know, those guys are more volatile than position players. So there's always the risk there.
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. This also, if I got this right, looks like Miller and Allen could, well, you know, not be with us next season, so we got these two guys as well to fill those roles, right?
Well, you at least have to start to fill in some of those roles. I don't think the some was it. I always get the name Simber or Simber.
Simber, yeah.
Simber, right? You know, sort of a at this moment a poor man's Joe Smith.
Yeah.
To say he's going to move up real high there, but that kid, and he's only 27. In terms of his major league career, he's a rookie. There was a reason it took a little longer for him to get up. His stats against lefties aren't real good at all, but he's very good against righties, and that could help. You start building for the future now, but he'd rather go in the next year with those two guys and say then I get some other to look for as opposed to – I mean, I was trying to think, guys, maybe you could help me. Who is the last significant Indian who reached his – you know, basically free agent year that they re-signed after the season? I couldn't come up with a name.
Well, good question. Good question. Total Tribe coverage every Friday, no matter where he is. Andre Knott checks in, Fox Sports, Sports Time Ohio. You'll see him from the dugout tonight on the broadcast on TV. Andre's report brought to you by AAA Advanced Plumbing. Morning, pal.
Good morning. How you doing today, Phil?
All right. Munch alongside. Let's get right to it. Tribe gets Brad Hand, and he's a lefty, and then the right-hander, Adam Simber. We send Mejia. What's your take?
Not surprised, but I think it's a great move by the Indians, and I think it's very much – it's great for 2018, but I think going forward, probably good till about 2020-21, and I think that's the big thing that comes out of all of this. The Indians find a way to make themselves better in 2018, but also better going forward.
Trey, we knew for a while, and Chris Antonetti said it, heck, Tito said it, that the bullpen has to be fixed, and they will fix it. This is a tough one, though, but was losing the Furrow lead to Cincy, was that the backbreaker, man?
No, I don't know. I don't think that has anything to do with it, completely honest.
Okay.
I think this is coming no matter what. I don't think this is one game that makes a move like this come about. As you said, it was pretty obvious to anyone that the bullpen has been an issue. But I said this to a Triv, and I'll say it again. I think the Indians did what any good business does. They tried to fix the Brian Shaw leaving and the injury to Miller from within to see if they had people from within that could do it. I think they realized in the first half of the season they don't, so they found guys that can.
Will there be another move with this team? You've heard the quote-unquote outfield slash bat, but it's got to be somebody that can play defense out there too, doesn't it?
I think you need the right person, right place. I think there absolutely is going to be another move, and I think they're going to try to make a move up until the deadline. And we've seen over the last few years, even if they don't get something done by the 31st, you could see something happen before August 30th or 31st. They need somebody else. We need another bat to extend this lineup a little bit more. And I'm sure there's a player. I'm sure there's a match out there. And I think the one thing I'll say about this, and I kind of said this to Bill, once the Machado thing happened, you kind of thought things would go quickly. So I give the Indians credit to go ahead and get the best reliever out there. And I think you're going to see some other moves over this weekend. And hopefully the Indians can make a quiet move before it's all said and done for another bat as well.
I like the deal. Let me ask you about Mejia, though. You and I, spring training, he was one of those names that was always talked about. He got up here a couple times. The last time, though, there was some kind of noise through the interpreter, not Trump this time, but through the interpreter with whatever was being talked about him going to the outfield. Now, my takeaway was he wanted to stay behind the plate, and we don't necessarily need that.
Well, I think you bring up the best point, because I don't think a lot of people have the story fully. Some things get lost in translation through different people. From everything I know, the kid was a good worker. He worked hard. He wasn't comfortable in the outfield. That was the one thing he told me a couple months ago when we were in Detroit. He just wasn't comfortable and wasn't ready to play the outfield yet. But like you said, he wanted to be a catcher. He's grown up as a catcher. He's comfortable there. That's been his best position. And I think, to be honest, I think a lot was thrown at a young kid. And just because we've seen Jose Ramirez do it and we've seen others do it, something he wasn't comfortable with doing. And I think maybe that rubbed some the wrong way. Maybe it didn't. But in talking to him personally, I know he was just never comfortable being an outfielder at this point in time.
Dre, I'm getting your chin music today, and it's too early for you. But can we see Brad Hand perhaps closing some games this year?
I won't go that far yet. I think this is going to be very reminiscent of what they did 2 years ago with Adam Miller. Maybe, but I think that you'll probably see how things have gone in the past. I just don't see the Indians upsetting the apple cart just because they picked up one guy. They didn't do it with Andrew Miller. Why would they do it with this guy? I guess is what I would ask.
How about Miller? Is it day by day? Are we going to get him back? What's the latest?
Yeah, he's probably still a couple weeks away. He threw last night down in Columbus. First batter that he faced gave up a home run, but after that looked like Andrew Miller. They're going to push him again over the next few days. And from everything we've heard, so far so good. Because he did get a couple strikeouts once he gave up the home run last night. So he's slowly but surely. Hopefully you have him back as well.
By the way, beautiful picture on Instagram of you and the kids.
Thank you very much. I'm truly blessed, as you and I talk about all the time. I've outkicked my coverage.
Well, the kids were pretty, but what kind of ice cream was that?
Oh, man. It was. I think I had the peanut butter cup, and they had the Blue Moon, which they were in love with.
That's fun. Good stuff. Andre Knott, Fox Sports, Sports Time Ohio, on from the dugout tonight on the broadcast. 8:15 first pitch, Tribe Rangers, and we got Bauer on the mound. Andre, I appreciate it more than you'll ever know. Have a great day.
Take care, boys. It's good talking to you guys.